Hey, Mark, fake banter for the intro.
That's all I know how to do.
Great.
Good to be here.
Welcome to Tuesdays with...
Stories.
Hit her in the face with a surfboard.
And then the duck fell out of his bag.
Surf's up. And she didn't even flush.
Knock, knock.
Who's there? Mark Norman and Joe List.
Yeah! This is Tuesdays with Stories, everybody.
Nah, that's terrible.
This is supposed to be cheesy.
My radio is spitting at me.
Hey, folks, welcome back to Tuesdays with Stories Patreon, the greatest damn Patreon in the sky.
You got that right, Fatty. We're cooking.
Today, we are watching The Great American Joke Off, episode, I don't know.
Six?
Six, something like that. This one, no Marcus. So,
hallelujah.
Yeah, you got the day off here. It's me, and I don't know who's on. We're going to find out. We'll let you know once we start rolling.
Is this before I got there or after I left?
No, you left... I left before you left.
Oh, okay. So this is before I got there.
Yeah, this must have been right before you got there. We shot 2 days, but they made 8 episodes out of it.
Yo, they cut it up and put it out.
Cut it out, folks. So we're going to see probably the same outfits you saw before. I assume it's Mones and Ismail Lutfi, maybe. I did one without him, though. Maybe Broussard. I have no idea.
Ali something. Ali, what's her face?
Ali Chanel.
Chanel.
Ali Chanel. Ali Chanel. Chanel Ali. Jesus
That's
Christ.
That's it. Sorry. Been a while. It's been a year. Isn't that wild?
Over that is wild. That is crazy.
It flies, Jerry. You're gonna have a 28-year-old kid before you know it.
Flies right by, and it's insane. So, well, Derek's kids. I'm hanging out with them always, and they said, and Erica, their mother said, when your baby is Joey's age, Brooke will be in college. And you're like, what the hell? It's like so weird. She's 11 now.
Wacky.
But, anyways. Here we go. Fresh bonus. Great American Joke Off.
Out of England.
Yeah.
Weird time in our lives. Still pandemic-y, by the way.
Yeah, this is oh yeah, we had to wear masks and shit.
We had to COVID test every day,
daily
every
COVID.
Night. It was a nightmare.
But no masks at least. Just
that
daily
was
COVID.
Yeah. It's some like you go to the Tonight Show, I mean it's writer's strike, but still masks everywhere, still COVID, you know, and you're like, we're doing this still? All right.
The test is not as bad as the masks. I'd rather get tested every half hour, no mask, than mask, no test.
Yeah. I don't know about that. That nose is a bummer to me.
It's a bummer, but it's 10 seconds.
True.
But also with the mask, with the glasses, it's just horrible. It fogs up. It's horrible. It's a nightmare.
Yeah, you still see a couple masks on the train now. There's always a couple.
Here and there. Well, I'll tell you, Lev Furr, I did his podcast yesterday. He was just sick. He's like coughing. I'm like, you're an asshole.
Yeah, that's tough.
But... what can you do?
People are sick right now. Something, my wife's sick. Something's going around.
Interesting. All right, let's do it. Let's watch The Great American Joke Off and really get to hate ourselves here.
Oh, I'm glad I'm not on it. Here we go, folks. The producer from Whose Line's It Anyway? There's old Dulce Sloan hosting her balls off.
Tonight's show features top comedians.
Beautiful set. Hey, nice shirt.
Wow.
Hey, great head of hair.
The
ringer.
Rebecca O'Neal is the one that they sent home.
Yeah.
So let's see if that shows.
Yeah.
She might not get a lot of screen time.
American Joke Off, the show that's just about the jokes. Two teams will try to make us laugh.
This is the first one. This is the very first episode shot.
Wow.
Yeah. This is it.
But
it
must be nervous. I mean,
I think
it's all
so.
Unknown.
So we've got lots of great.
This is the one where we realized the Brits had so many more jokes. We were totally ill prepared.
Oh, I can't wait to
watch.
So
you're going to see a lot of British people. I had like two jokes for each.
It's funny how they had to ship in black people from America. There's not enough there.
If you add the words, if you catch my drift. So, comedians, your scenario is an auto repair shop. Go.
I want you to give it a kick and say, that needs inflating, if you catch my drift.
Not great.
I'm not going to lie. I'm useless, and we need to get a real man in here that knows what he's doing, if you catch my drift.
Yeah, that was
I don't get it.
She was born with flat tires, if you catch my drift.
You must drive a Prius, because I didn't hear you coming, if you catch my drift.
That's very good.
Yeah, coming.
That's very good. Is that the whole episode? Is that the whole category?
Okay.
No.
You know, usually I only choose Japanese models, if you catch my drift.
Oh, that's good.
That's very good.
I'm having a little fluid leak, if you catch my drift.
There you go, Moni.
Not bad.
I can tell that you've been rear-ended a bunch.
Hey, that's solid.
That's nice.
Could you inspect my headlights if you catch my drift?
Everyone says there's a problem with my shaft if you catch my drift.
I think the question, it's hard to have a question and say if you...
the other way around, if you catch my drift.
I don't think it works to ask a question and say if you catch my drift.
Yeah. It's not from a motor, if you catch my drift.
No question.
I've been driving this thing fast and furious, if you catch my Tokyo drift.
A little spin-a-roo.
I need to lube it up a lot, if you catch my drift. Like, lube it up. If you catch my drift.
I hate when comics do that.
Yeah.
I want to have sex in this car, if you catch my drift.
Hey, that's fun. I did a little twist on it. You know, it's not really a pun.
Yes. You broke
that was the last second.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because it kept coming back to us.
No, please go.
Do it.
I wanted to see you because I've just had a breakdown in the middle of the road, if you catch my drift.
Nope.
Was it worth it?
Nope.
We should have stopped one earlier, if you catch my drift.
There we go.
Off
now
the
we're
cuff,
talking.
Baby.
There we go.
This is your first one.
Someone who used to date a mechanic, this was all very traumatizing. What a flashback. What an awful man.
Luke's face
is
great.
Somebody to get an oil change. What you gonna do? Oh, like you wouldn't do it. Shut up. All right, so I think...
She's a good host.
Both teams won. I can't do it.
Yeah, see, this is the first segment of the first one. She couldn't even pick. I'm sure they were like, you gotta pick. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Both teams won.
You know what annoys me.
Oh, this is where I have to do a bit, I think.
This is a chance for our performers to use this platform.
Yeah, I don't remember this
category. Sound off about the everyday things that...
This was literally just to set up bits.
So... Who's going to start us off?
Oh, right. Do you know what annoys me? Is when there's a huge line in front of you at the auto repair shop of people just saying how they want to have sex with a mechanic.
Ah, see, he called back to the previous category.
He was stupid.
You know what annoys me? Why do they celebrate Christmas in the Harry Potter movies?
Yeah, this is a bit of his.
Wouldn't Jesus
great
just
bit.
Be a normal guy there?
It's a great bit.
Oh, 40 minutes. 40 minutes in every movie. It's Christmas. Can you imagine if Jesus showed up at Hogwarts? They'd be like, oh, what do you do, man? I turn water into wine. Cool. So does everyone who works in the back.
Damn, that's a smart take.
Very good bit. He's a good comic.
Wow. That's a great angle.
You know what annoys me is when you go to the dentist shows you the x-ray as though you've ever read an x-ray at any point in your life. He's like, take a look. I'm like, that looks like a tooth. I don't know. You just tell me. Yeah.
You know what annoys me is my
grandma.
They
asked me to do that bit.
She's always banging on about how it was so much better in her day. It's all she ever says. Oh, things were better in my day, Reese. It's all she ever says. It's just like, it's not true, but do you not find it rude to brag to me about a time I'll never get to experience because I wasn't alive? But I don't go and visit her, look in her 92-year-old face and go, the future is going to be amazing.
That's a great joke.
All these would work better as bits, obviously, though. It feels weird in a segment.
Totally. What annoys me is like when you use a public toilet and the stall door doesn't fit perfectly. Ooh. The other day I was in there and this 5-year-old kid just walked and looked right at me. With space on either side. And then he yelled, Dad. And I'm like, does he think I'm his dad or does he want his dad to see me?
I was about to say shitting.
What annoys me is when people just accuse you of stuff. My girlfriend asked me a couple of weeks ago, she went, are you over the drink drive limit? And I was like, okay, you know what? If we're counting one shot of whiskey, as over the drink drive limit, then fine, okay? I'm 11 times over the drink drive limit.
Saw it coming.
Don't, no,
yeah,
don't do this to me.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
What is it called?
Drunk driving.
The drive limit.
Actually, in America, if they're watching you say drink driving, they think you're drunk now.
Yeah, right. No.
Yeah. Mm. Like, drink driving to me just means, like, I have a beverage in a car.
Yeah.
Because, like, no one drinks
I feel bad that she had
the,
like, everyone knew what he was saying,
like,
but it's like Todd Barry's,
You know
eggnog.
What annoys me is right. If you're gonna tax me, if any country is gonna tax me, just tell me how much I owe. Because I owe whatever you say I owe. I can't send you a letter like, no. I owe whatever you say I owe. But then you have to do your taxes yourself. You gave me homework to send you money.
Somebody else is a bit like
and then
this.
If I get it wrong, I go to jail. Like
it's also a big meme.
Just
huge
going
meme.
Going to a restaurant and then eating. And then your server comes up and is like, how much do you think it costs?
It's a good angle.
Oh, and by the way, if you get it wrong, there's an officer waiting outside.
This is another comic in New York that does that bit.
Do you know what annoys me? I can't watch Netflix anymore like, because my ex-girlfriend's brother hasn't paid a subscription. And it's like, just sort your life out.
Sort your life out is funny.
Yeah.
So, Rebecca didn't get a single line in there.
You made me laugh, but I want to give the round to Josh Johnson because he is my favorite
Oh, that seems unfair.
Don't go away. We'll be back with more of the great...
She wore that the whole time. Same dress. Got to be a little stinkeroo.
Well, they might have boxes of them, you know, like Superman.
True.
Do we have to watch ads?
Oh, jeez.
What?
All right.
Add one of five?
It's free. Well, there's 8 seconds left in this first one.
Right, oh, my God. Tell you how long.
I can't believe we're watching ads.
It's free on the
There's five of them, baby.
We're just advertising for State Farm now on our podcast.
Oh, there's another one. Are we going to do five in a row?
Yeah, five ads.
Good Lord. Well, we better chitty-chatty over here.
I guess so. Boy, there's the air, the Apple Air.
Maybe mute it. Thank you. All right.
I've had the same computer since 2015. How old is your computer?
It's probably 2017. Yeah.
I barely use it. It's been 8 years.
The phone knocks it all out.
Yeah, remember way back when we had Yamanika on, the famous Yamanika episode?
Sure,
I was
sure.
Like, yeah, I just got a computer like last year for the first time. She's like, nah, fuck that. I can't be dating a guy without a computer. And I'm like, well, I have a smartphone.
Yeah.
It's not like I'm Amish.
And you're not going to date.
I'm living my life. Oh, shit, Sutter called.
Uh-oh. Hate the call. I just got a, hey, can you back me up here with an argument? And I'm like, I'm potting.
Yeah, jeez.
It's like somebody saying, hey, can you help me in this fist fight? I'm like, I'm at the dentist.
Well, that's the call I have. I mean, like, Soda, we're beefing with these other guys.
Yeah.
Me and Soda are a faction, baby.
Oh, nice.
Having a to-do list, and one of them is like, get involved in this argument.
I know. Yeah. And I'm like, I want to help, but I'm in the middle of something, so yeah. I'll help later when it doesn't matter.
This is a wild amount of ads. So what's, this is a car?
TV, you ever put a TV on in the hotel and you're like, let me flip through cable? Yeah. You're like, this is so stupid. It's so archaic. There's 800 commercials. It's a fishing show. It's a C-SPAN. You're like, who's this for? Nobody's going to watch this.
I'm just a muter. Well, when the hotel TV doesn't have the guide, I'm lost without a guide.
And you know what annoys me? When the TV channel in the hotel has a delay.
Oh, yeah.
It's like an 8-second black screen, and then it goes to the next channel. I'm like, this is adding so much time to my day.
I know, especially I'm watching sports. So I click over. I'm missing three pitches and two goals and a pair of balls. Okay,
exactly.
This is it. We're on the home stretch here.
Oh, here we go. Get ready to unmute.
But still another 27 seconds.
Oh, yeah, fuck my ass.
Fuck you. Fuck you, you fucking whore, cunt, piece
Jesus
of shit.
Jesus Christ.
Blacks. I hate commercials. I hate it.
Well, they got to make money somehow.
I hate this guy. I hate everything about it. Like, he looks like Aaron Rodgers a little bit. Mm. I hope he gets hit by a car and the commercial. I would love if a car just came up and sideswiped him and her, and it's just her bloody osteoporosis ankles.
Better ad.
Ask your doctor.
I'll save it for the next commercial break. That's 20 minutes long.
To the Great American Joke Off, where it's all about the jokes. Now we play a game called Get Up There.
Oh, I hate that.
Oh, I hope I don't do stand up here. I think I only did it once, and you were there.
Which two people that's roller coaster killed.
No, it is me.
Oh,
wow, he's my opener. Wow.
Yeah, the irony. Look at this giant. It's like 7 foot tall.
Okay, Luke.
He's 6'6. He's a monster. 6 foot six Jew. We know two of them, him and Gullman. Isn't that weird?
And Matt Koff. Very tall.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Off you go.
And Sam's
right. I'm too tall to do comedy.
That's his opener.
I'm talking to a microphone and it's in the stand. It just looks like I'm making an announcement.
That's his opening joke.
Conspiracy's going around right now. My neighbor is a flat earther.
I love this joke.
Any flat earthers here? Okay, good. I was talking to him. He's like, yeah, Luke, I think the earth is flat. Sorry if that's not politically correct.
Oh, that's great. I've heard this.
And I was like, no, that's just regular incorrect.
This part of the joke could be better.
Crazy conspiracy, like, I don't think Ohio's real. Sorry if that offends you. Yeah, the sun's a big light bulb created by the CIA. Are you triggered, Lib? Yeah. It's been a rough couple of years for all of us. I think you can tell how tough of a time it's been for our world by how popular alcoholic seltzer has become.
I think we just reached the charm, this man.
Society where everyone got together and was like, I don't care anymore. Put vodka in the water.
He does that voice on every joke, though. I don't quite understand.
Drink bubbly Listerine. For God's sake, put heroin in my cup.
That's his go-to voice.
Heroin.
I think I'm getting dumber every day. Does anyone else feel that way?
About me?
About me right now?
Nice turn.
I keep getting these scam calls every day. You know, but I pick up every time because they kind of look like my number, you know? I always answer like, well, maybe I'm calling me.
Thank you, buddy.
That's very good.
He's clean as a whistle, too.
He is very funny.
Thank you, Luke.
So this is going to be painful. Oh, my God.
Well, it's all picked.
Joe, oh, Jesus. Exercise.
Oh, no.
You going to do the yoga?
Great.
I think I do the gym thing that I did on the Tonight Show.
What was that?
So I obviously do a lot of exercise.
I'm doing mixed martial arts,
which gets
MMA.
Oh, it's the MMA bit.
I was doing that, but I could beat the hell out of everybody in here if I wanted to. Because first of all, I went there because I wanted to learn like self-defense. I actually learned I'm attracted to men, and
this
that's a cool thing to learn.
This is just really embarrassing. I hate it. Oh, Reese, what a sweet boy. I feel like I have to just talk over this so you can't hear me.
Oh, I'm trying to hear it.
Erection while a guy strangles me from behind.
Yeah, I missed the whole setup.
I heard Luke. They're showing her a lot. I noticed. You know? Well, so make sure it seems like she's.
Yeah.
I thought it was gonna be hand-to-hand combat. It's
got two microphones.
Choking.
See, I want to say dick to butt choking.
Mm. I want to be tough, though. That's why I like doing MMA, because I want to be a tough guy, but I'm not tough. And I know I don't look tough, because my first day at MMA, we went over striking. That's like punching and kicking. And my instructor said, when you throw a punch, you want to turn your wrist like you're pouring tea. And I was like, I feel like you don't say that to everybody.
So he's pointed out, he actually does say it to everybody.
Is that something you've done?
Right.
And I was like, are you kidding? That's my favorite beverage. My first punch was terrible. I had my pinky out and my elbow.
That's great.
That's pretty good.
You can quit anytime.
England.
You tap the other person and they have to stop. They win, but you don't die. Sort of a win-win. I think we should have that socially, you know? You're at like a party or a bar. Someone's telling you a crappy story. And you're like, you know what? I think I'm done with this, actually. And you're like,
that's fun. I love the idea that you went to this MMA class and you're like, I got a bit.
Yeah, nice chunk. Get a little kick there, a little leg kick.
Now we play a game called
Brutal
Joke Board.
All right.
I don't remember this.
Up-to-date versions of joke styles such as
this is one.
Life hacks or something walks into a
bar. I just totally didn't understand this.
See what y'all style is gonna be.
Joke board.
I like the whole category. I was like,
oh, fun facts. All right, y'all. Let's hear.
I did not understand
fun
this.
Fact, blood sausage is actually vampire poop. Yeah.
Fun fact, knees are just elbows for your legs.
Fun fact, if you stand at the front of a restaurant wearing a motorcycle helmet, you get so much free food.
See, this is like a formula for a joke in England, I think. Because he said, like, guy walks into a bar style
you know what
jokes.
Me when you say a joke from the wrong round by mistake.
Like, I think this is supposed to be like knock knock.
Fun fact, in Australia, the toilet water is not drinkable.
Fun fact.
I'm just sitting this out. I'm like, I don't even know what we're talking about here.
Nose if you don't ask the person first.
Yeah, I think you're just supposed to say a humorous
fun fact. It's not considered thing. Shoplifting if you do it completely naked.
What does that mean?
The highest point on Earth is the top of Mount Everest, and the lowest point is doing TikTok dances with your dad.
See, that's funny. That makes joke. Sense.
Fun fact, Bill Murray is still filming Groundhog Day.
I don't quite understand that.
Ancient Egyptians did not have a word for Doritos Locos Tacos.
What is this?
I don't get it. I don't understand any of this.
At night and say Ted Bundy 5 times, your dad comes in and goes, what are you doing?
I remember having an anxiety attack being like, I can't wait for this to be over.
Yeah.
I remember because it's happening right now.
All right. I think you say like a non sequitur, like this is a random take.
Sorry, I stepped on the biggest laugh of the whole thing.
That was mainly about prison, but...
Sorry, I stepped on a big Reese James joke.
Both of your parents are right-handed and you're left-handed. They don't love you.
I don't get that at all.
Fun fact, if you pursue comedy as a career, your parents also don't love you.
Was that a riff?
That was a riff, for sure.
Oh, that worked.
Damn it.
Fun fact, my grandma is an Elvis impersonator in the sense that she's not alive anymore.
That's a joke.
Yeah.
Do you have any living grandparents?
Yeah. Grandpa's dead,
not
too.
Not if I've got anything to do with it, no.
Fun fact, Glenn might be a murderer.
Fun fact, a slap is just using someone else's face to clap.
I see how that's a joke.
Okay.
Fun fact, it is impossible for a kangaroo to storm off.
Because he hops away?
Yeah. I should have had a Will Smith punch.
Fun fact, before Sigourney Weaver, everyone just had to weave their own Sigourneys.
That's hilarious.
That's funny. All right, but
I'm dying. I mean, look, I'm not in here anyway.
Yeah. This is the problem with this show. It's just very vague and ambiguous.
The one thing I said was a riff.
And Josh.
Well, way to get one in there.
I mean, I was dying.
All right. We're going to take a short break.
Oh, no. It better not be ads.
A lot of ads
coming.
Are
you fucking kidding me?
How many of
So how long is this show? Like 15 minutes?
22.
No, but the whole thing was 20-something, and there's 2 5-minute ads.
But they insert the ads. It doesn't take from it.
Oh, yeah. I see.
Oh, so it's actually really long.
No, it's probably like 26, 25, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Each ad break is probably 2 minutes.
Ah, okay. Well, this one's 30. This was 30.
No, it was longer than 2 minutes, because some of the commercials were a full minute. Now, this is 30 seconds. We're already half a minute with 4 commercials to go.
Yeah.
What's this off? Hulu?
This is free on the CW website.
Oh, that's why it's free.
Oh, the CW website.
Whenever it's free, they got to go. Oh, this is a 15-seconder.
Chris Walsh. So that puts us at 45 seconds.
Yikes.
So then there'll be another 15-second, then a minute, I think.
Well, this is five. So this is one more.
What were we talking about in the last
ad? This is only the second ad.
Yeah, but there should be 3 more after this.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
The Otezia. This was the same ad as before.
It's always. When you stream, you get the same ad. This fucking son of a bitch. I want to rip his mustache off and shove it up his dick hole.
Well, he didn't do anything.
Yeah, he doesn't. I don't like his face.
All right. That's fair.
April.
O'Neil.
April O'Neil. That was fun.
Ninja Turtles.
Nice throwback. Dun, 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 dun. How did Ninja Turtles go? Did they have a song? They didn't really have one.
Teenage Mutant Ninja
Turtles. Oh, that's right. That's right. But it wasn't like a score. Heroes in a Half Shell. Turtle Power. Yeah, that was fun.
Michelangelo is a cool dude.
That Donatello does machines.
Yeah.
Leonardo leads in Donatello does machines.
Yes.
Yeah. Raphael's.
Cool but cruel.
Okay, that was it.
Cool but cruel. Give me a break. Yeah. He says, give me a break or something like that.
Michelangelo is a party dude. Cowabunga.
Like, and he did a little break dance.
Yes.
What didn't make sense in the movie, the live action movie. Here's this commercial again, or is it just still
same
going?
Same one.
The live action, the red and the orange was exactly the same. You can't tell the difference. It's
very
crazy.
Similar.
And then Raphael was like, moody, but he was kind of had like Michelangelo's characteristics, it felt like.
Yeah, he was a moody cunt. He was always being held, he was left alone. And there was one joke in Ninja Turtles that I still think about where they're breaking in because Raphael got kidnapped.
Me dude. Oh.
Yeah. he touched the shell, but he's getting kidnapped and they're breaking in to save him. Ah, shit. Here's the show.
To be continued. Cliffhanger.
Awkward. It's all about the jokes. Now we come
Captain
to a
Kirk.
Game called Ask Us Anything. This is where we throw ourselves open to the audience and invite them to ask us a question.
Oh, God, I don't remember
any
anything
topic
about this.
Okay. Do we have a Tanner here?
Hi, yes.
Hello.
Oh, so these were set up.
Question, please.
Yes. Do you have any dating tips?
I haven't used this personally, but what my cousin does is they shave 3 days before a date so that when the date arrives, they've got, like, the perfect amount of sexy stubble. And, like, I personally think that's weird, but you know what? They're her legs. She can do whatever she wants.
Fun.
My advice is to double-check your texts when you're texting with your partner. One time I was hanging out with my wife's sister.
I just squeezed it a bit.
We're having a great
time.
Gotta
do it.
She's a lot of fun. I wish you were her.
Ironically, that happened in London.
Oh, wow, that's a good line.
Also, don't let it be a surprise date. You know, ask where the date's gonna be. Is it the movies? You know, is it the woods?
I keep showing the girl that asked the question.
Where the date's gonna be?
My dating advice is don't go on a date to the woods. Don't do that.
See, a bunch of her lines are just references to other ones.
Documentaries about.
To be sent home—that's heavy.
Cute.
Yeah, she got a lot of screen time. Good for her. Who are these people?
She got both in Rebecca.
I would like to know, what is the worst heckle you've ever had?
Oh, jeez.
I went to the show, and it was a packed crowd, and I was doing really well.
Warren
and
Zeba.
Then a man stood up in the middle of the show and said, this guy's a nerd.
True story.
Wow.
I did a show once where the guy was heckling me, and he said the first guy was funnier, but I was the first person. So I don't know who he met before the show.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Why do they cut back to the fucking audience
member? People say, you suck, and we're upset we raised you this poorly.
Dude, that was off the cuff, too.
Nice.
Well, thank you so much, Craig, for helping us relive traumatic experiences.
Good old Craig.
Oh, God, I hate this show.
Craig. But I kind of feel sorry for Joe List, so I'll give
Hey.
There we go. Thank you.
White power.
And now we come to a round we call Celebrity Pickup Lines.
So, this was brutal. I forgot this was the first one we shot. It was really a struggle. Like, we were all like in panic. I remember texting you, being like, "You gotta get help."
The way this works,
we were all fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, this was one of the brutal ones too, because we had to keep going up there over and over again. And I was like, "I'm out of line."
Yes, and you gotta memorize them.
This was really ugly for Rebecca and I.
Ooh, Tom Hanks.
This was bad.
All right, let me see what you got.
What's long, hard, and ready to ride? The Polar Express. Hop on.
I really love Toy Story. In fact, I have a Woody of my own.
I think I was coming up with these literally on the spot.
Wow.
I have a bunch of toys back at my place, and they all buzz.
Hey, buzz.
That one was more of a pun. I mean, that made more sense than mine. I guess Woody, but...
Just call me Sully, because I'd love to perform a miracle on your wet surface.
So he had good ones, or excuse better me, ones.
You're in a league of your own. Mamma Mia, he produced it. He produced it.
That's very funny.
Ryan's privates, how about yours?
Okay.
I'd like to perform consistently well in your box office.
That's nice.
I like it.
So, I don't know if you've seen Toy Story, but... Oh, Andy's back!
That one made me laugh.
Wow, that probably took everything you had.
Oh, they cut it short there. Yeah, see, this went on for a half an hour.
Yeah, good cut.
Oh, we did it again.
Oh.
This was, I was dying.
Stunning.
That's
if
fun.
You see me here, I am melting down.
I had the same thing.
Because when I'm with you, it's constantly expanding.
We were so confused. Also, this is like 9 hours into a fucking shoot.
Yeah.
I can show you where the G Spock is.
You got applause.
That's not bad.
Studio apartment.
G-Spock is pretty good.
Hey, baby, you must have trained at Starfleet Academy, because right now I'm harder than the Kobayashi Maru test.
Hey! Oh, they cut this so short. Oh, it didn't cut.
I'll literally sleep with anything.
Yeah, see, we're out.
It's not small. I'm just using the cloaking device.
I don't even know what that
hey
is.
Hey, girl, are you a black hole at the center of the universe?
That's the thing that made
the you swallow everything.
Ship disappear. Oh, that's risque.
Great joke. He likes cum.
My name is James T. Kirk, and the T is for tantric.
Okay.
Brutal.
If you know what I mean.
Wow.
Well done.
I'm very good at sex.
Oh, you're out of stuff.
That was totally off the
cuff. You're out.
I have nothing. I have nothing left.
It's a tie, because it was too good. It was too good.
I mean, I was dying. I'm furious here. My blood pressure's through the roof.
I saw a sigh of relief when that ended.
Oh.
Hey, don't move.
Brutal. More commercials? Are you fucking
wow.
Are you putting dicks inside of my ass?
I'll do the joke.
Are you kidding? Jesus.
Dicks in your ass would feel kind of good,
wow,
at least.
Six. Add one of six. Oh, the first one's only 15 seconds.
Oh, 10.
Oh, I got my award show. I won an award for a special, a Telly Award.
Oh.
Second place for best special. I don't know who we lost to.
Oh, fun.
It was funny because they were like, it costs $300 to get your award. That's how awards work.
Get out of here
and
with
I said,
that.
I don't want one.
Good.
No, thank you. But then.
Telly Savalas.
Katz posted a photo of the award, and I was like, all right, you got me.
No.
Send me one.
Can't you just post a photo? That's all you need.
But it's a big beauty. Maybe my parents will love me.
$300. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, what are you going to do?
Get them to pay for it.
Yeah.
All right.
I tell you, the Emmys, too. You have to like pay $1,000
really?
To submit for an Emmy. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my
oh,
Lord.
Oh, just submit for the Oscars. Louis was like, we could submit for the Oscars. I need help with the money, though. If we split it, what do you say we split it? That one, I was like, what are you, crazy?
Yeah.
Like, we're not going to win. We have 9% of Rotten Tomatoes. Considered a
really?
Rapist in the Academy's eyes.
He got a Grammy.
That's true, but then they got heat for it.
True. And it was a, what do you call it, blind judging or whatever.
Yeah. And, I mean, they hated us.
Yeah.
The movie was
can't
a
argue with that. So, Raphael.
Oh, quick, hurry.
Oh, God. So, they're seeing him in the distance, and they go, it's quiet in here. And the other guy goes, yeah, a little too quiet. And then he goes, yeah, it's cold in here. And he goes, yeah, a little too cold. And he goes, yeah, there's Raph. And he goes, yeah, a little too Raph. That was it. That's
really?
The whole joke, but I never forgot
it. I don't remember
it.
That.
As a 9-year-old, I was like, that's big.
Hold on, coming down.
Ooh.
It was little. I
cute.
Thought that was just going to be
cute.
That was going to be a bigger, a steamer.
That first Turtles movie is like a low-budget movie.
I liked
it,
though.
Made it for nothing. Yeah, it was
killer. Casey Jones.
Oh, great job.
I love that guy. What's his name? He's Greek. He's in a bunch of movies. He's very good.
He's in the one with Denzel, Fallen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. He's in Zodiac, too. Mm-hmm. And he's also in the movie called Novocaine that I like.
Yeah, Steve Martin. Yeah. I know Novocaine.
You and Wayne talked about that on the Hotkey sets.
Yeah.
He's also in...
Oh, it's on. We're live.
Sopranos. Oh,
this is a commercial for it.
Oh, Colin Mockery. Wayne Brady. Same producer. This show blew my mind as a kid. I watched it with the family. Oh, Mones.
And Leggero.
That guy's a great comic. That blonde guy they showed.
He's very good.
He's good. He's made for this shit.
It's a pretty good show. I mean, not for people like us, but I think if you're like 58 and sad.
Well, the jokes just keep coming.
At the end of the show, and in my opinion, the winners of the Great American Joke Off this week are Josh Johnson.
Oh, we waited all that just for this bullshit?
No one cares about the winner. The winner thing is so stupid.
I know, it doesn't make sense.
Joe List, Rebecca O'Neill, and Gwen Moore. See you next time.
Wow, she got the boot.
Bye.
Boy, all I can think about is that steam room and gym at that hotel. The Langham Hotel.
The Langham Hotel.
Best
I'll never
hotel
forget
of my life.
Unbelievable. Remember getting yelled? I got yelled at on this show. It triggers me. I'm so glad that's over.
Yeah, I'll do it next year.
I'll be there. I'll see you.
I'll bring the baby. I can't wait.
They do fly out first class.
First class, and they paid us a pretty penny. Kept us at the Langham.
Yeah, that Langham was nothing to sneeze at, and they gave you a black car to the gig, a black car home. They got your lunch. I can't wait to do it.
Yeah, it was fun. Good day, mate. Very well. Cheerio.
Righto, governor. We'll see you in hell.
Scallywag.
All right.
Tuesdays with Stories.
Thanks for being on the Patreon. God save the queen.
She ain't no human being.